Thank you for staying with us here on Paul McCartney on Tour Through the Years, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Over the first two segments, we heard tracks from three of Paul's albums that he's just reissued: Wings Over America, Paul is Live, and the Russian album. The fourth disc in this live release campaign is Amoeba Gig, newly remixed. In 2007, while promoting his Memory Almost Full album, Paul did a surprise show in Hollywood at Amoeba Music, one of the largest independent record shops, with an audience that included Ringo Starr and actor Woody Harrelson tucked between rows of albums. Paul and his band delivered a 21-song set.
When we all got together and started rehearsing, it felt really good. And there's nothing like that, you know, when you actually just feel like you've got a really strong band behind you. You then feel like you don't have to worry about what they're doing. And also you get turned on by what they're doing. You know, that's the secret of a really good band. You don't worry, you just listen to them. So you enjoy being there.
There were people who said, you know, it was the best band I've had since the Beatles. I mean, myself, I love to hear that about any band I work with. I wouldn't necessarily agree with it because I don't analyze the bands and say this one was better, this was better. I think they're all different. But the great thing is, obviously, if people are saying that this band is playing the stuff as good as the Beatles. Like I say, you know, I don't really agree because I think the Beatles is a completely different unit, as was Wings.
I got a feeling. Oh,
I've Got a Feeling, a song Paul first did with the Beatles on Let It Be. That version was captured in 2007 and can be found on his new live album, Amoeba Gig. But while Paul gets compliments for singing many of the songs in the same key and looking fit, he doesn't necessarily agree.
I've never been a very fit person. You know, the Beatles weren't sporty, so we never kind of worked out or did anything like that. It was just doing the Beatles stuff. The aerobic thing of just doing that all the time did something, I think. You know, just going on buses and sleeping here and there, it just made you sort of able to cope. And so now, you know, touch wood, as I say, I feel very fit. I don't do a lot of stuff. I run a little bit, or I do some exercise and do a bit of yoga and stuff. And I eat well, you know, veggie and stuff. It was written that I would love you from the moment I opened my eyes. And the minute when I first saw you gave me life from the calico skies. I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life.
Paul McCartney in 2007, front and center at Amoeba Music in Hollywood, California, doing Calico Skies, originally from his 1997 album, Flaming Pie. That's one of the 21 songs on his new album, Amoeba Gig, which covers a wide cross-section of his career, including a few influential covers. But the song he chose to start the set with that day was one he wrote with John Lennon.
One, two, three, four!
John and I sat down in his house or my house, and in all the times that we ever sat down together, we'd sit down for about 3 hours. We never came out without a song. And I mean, that is amazing. You know, I amazed myself when I remember that. The only time it got to be a close thing was on the song Drive My Car, because I'd arrived at John's place, and I said, I've got this song called Golden Rings. And we both looked at each other, I don't like the title. And it was like, oh, I can give you golden rings. I can get you anything, only you love me or something like that. And it was like, oh, we're struggling with this golden rings. We could not get amused by this whole thing at all. Couldn't find the hook or just couldn't get into it. So we said, let's have a break. We have a cup of tea or something, you know. And then we came back to it. Wait a minute, what if it's like a driver? And what if this girl's advertising took a whole new run at it? I said, well, baby, you can drive my car. Beep, beep, and beep, beep, yeah. And we had it, you know. So that was the nearest we came to a dry session.
That's the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I'm gonna be famous, star of the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car.
first heard when the Beatles drove it out of your speakers in 1966. That's Paul McCartney doing the Rubber Soul classic Drive My Car from his latest album, Amoeba Gig.
People say, well, why do you do it? You know, why are you still doing it? And the honest answer is just because I love it. It's like a footballer. It's like any sports star. When you ask them, you know, particularly when they get a later stage of their career, you ask them, when are you going to retire? When are you going to do that? And, you know, they nearly all answer, you know, when I can't do it anymore, or, you know, when I don't like to do it anymore. Well, I'm loving it, and I feel kind of fitter than ever, strangely, which is kind of bizarre. But, you know, one of the things is that the way we're touring now, we don't just go out crazy for 4 months. Because then you can get fed up and tired and start to hate the whole thing. The way I'm doing it, we have time off. So it's turned out to be like a fantastic balance. And I really enjoy playing with the band for the audiences, you know, probably more than ever, actually. And we're doing some great gigs, you know. This is the other thing, is that because it's not just a straightforward tour, so it's fun. You know, and yeah, I don't even think about the physical side of it. I just get up there, I do it, and I feel better when I finish the gig. I might feel a bit knackered, you know, but I feel better than I did when before the gig. It's very energizing.
Paul McCartney's four new live releases, Wings Over America, Paul is Live, the Russian album, and Amoeba Gig, are all available now in numerous configurations, including colored vinyl. For more details, go to paulmccartney.com. Paul McCartney on Tour Through the Years All Access was produced by Near Perfect Productions in conjunction with MPL Capital UME. Special thanks to Jamie Hartley at UME. No portion may be used without the written consent of the producers.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
And I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you. Really, thank you. We've had a great blast here. Yeah.